The Divine Essence Within, uniting spiritual and philosophical traditions in a shared quest for truth. Across millennia, human civilizations have woven spiritual and philosophical traditions that converge on a profound truth. Within each person resides a divine essence, an innate disposition toward doing no harm, having compassion for humans and animals, and seeking harmony with nature. This sacred spark, whether called fitra, atman, or logos, unites contemporary religions, Islam, Hinduism, Judaism, Christianity, Buddhism, Wicca/pagan, ancient beliefs, Sumerian, Akkadian, Babylonian, Egyptian, Greek, Roman, Norse, Manitou, Maya, Aztec, Inca, Shinto, Taoist, and philosophical traditions, Greek, Stoic, Confucian, Enlightenment. Indigenous peoples embody this spark through lives of simplicity and harmony, while Western colonizers, historically and today in places like Gaza, have unleashed death and destruction, severing their connection to the divine for profit. This essay explores these parallels, emphasizing stewardship and compassion as ethical anchors, how ancient beliefs shape culture and politics, and the urgent need to reclaim the divine essence in a world sacrificing nature, animals, and humanity. Contemporary beliefs, the divine spark in modern spiritual traditions. Modern religions affirm the divine essence as an innate disposition toward nonviolence, compassion, and harmony with nature, guiding humanity toward ethical living and transcendence. Islam's fitra, Quran 30:30, the primordial inclination to know Allah, fosters nonviolence through zakat, charity, and compassion via khalifa, stewardship, urging Muslims to protect creation, human, animal, and natural, as sacred trusts. In striving to live as stewards, Muslims seek harmony, countering exploitation with ethical duty. Hinduism's Atman, a spark of Brahman, Chandogya Upanishad 6.8.7, radiates through Namaste, I bow to the divine in you, embodying ahimsa, nonviolence, and compassion for all beings, fostering harmony with nature's cycles. Judaism's B'Tselem Elohim, Genesis 1.26-27, in God's image, endows humans with divine dignity, promoting nonviolence and compassion, as saving one life saves humanity, Mishnah Sanhedrin 4-5, and harmony through stewardship of the earth. Christianity's divine spark, John 1:9, calls for nonviolent love, Matthew 22:39, compassion for humans and creatures, and harmony as caretakers of God's creation. Buddhism's Buddha nature, Lotus Sutra, affirms enlightenment potential, guiding nonviolence via the five precepts, compassion through bodhisattva vows, and harmony with nature's interdependence. Wicca and pagan traditions honor the divine spark as the goddess's light, upholding the reed, harm none, compassion for all life, and harmony through earth-based rituals. These traditions, rooted in the divine spark, urge humanity to transcend materialism. Yet, in Western societies, this connection is often lost, as profit-driven systems sacrifice nature, deforestation, pollution, animals, factory farming, and humans, war, inequality. In contrast, Muslims strive as stewards. Indigenous peoples live simply in harmony, and China's Taoist influence fosters policies seeking balance, reflecting the divine essence's enduring call. Ancient beliefs, the sacred core in historical and indigenous traditions. Ancient and indigenous traditions, spanning Mesopotamia, Egypt, Europe, the Americas, and Asia, echo the divine spark as a disposition toward nonviolence, compassion, and harmony, deeply aligned with indigenous simplicity and contrasted with Western destruction. Sumerian and Akkadian myths depict humans crafted within Lil's divine breath, tasked with upholding me, cosmic principles, fostering nonviolence through societal order, compassion for kin, and harmony with creation's rhythms. Babylonian beliefs, Enuma Elish, see humanity as divinely formed, promoting nonviolent duties, compassion for the vulnerable, and harmony with cosmic purpose. Egyptian spirituality links the Ka, life force, to the gods, guiding souls toward Ma'at, truth, balance, embodying nonviolence, compassion for all life, and harmony with the Nile's cycles. Greek religion's divine soul aspires to truth, promoting nonviolence through ritual purity, compassion for community, and harmony with the cosmos. Roman Numen, divine presence, connects humans to the gods, fostering nonviolent piety, compassion through pietas, and harmony with nature's order. Norse mythology imbues warriors with weird fate, guiding nonviolent honor, outside battle, compassion for kin, and harmony with the rugged Nordic landscape. Indigenous traditions vividly embody this spark. Manitou, Algonquian, is the sacred spirit in all life, fostering nonviolence through communal balance, compassion for humans and animals, and harmony with forests and rivers, reflected in simple lives of reciprocity. Maya spirituality, rooted in the Popol Vuh, sees the soul as Itzamna's gift, promoting nonviolence via cosmic balance, compassion through communal rituals, and harmony with jungles and stars. Aztec Teot, sacred energy, drives nonviolent rituals, beyond sacrifice, compassion for collective survival, and harmony with maize and mountains. Inca Comic, life force, linked to Inti, inspires nonviolent stewardship of Pachamama, compassion for community, and harmony with Andean terraces. Shinto's Kami, divine spirits, call for nonviolent purity, compassion for nature's beings, and harmony with Japan's sacred landscapes. Taoism's Qi aligns humans with the Tao, promoting nonviolence through Wuwei, non-action, compassion for all life, and harmony with nature's flow, a principle China still honors in its quest for ecological and social balance. Indigenous peoples' alignment with the divine spark, living simply, harming none, and honoring nature, stands in stark contrast to Western colonizers, who, from the Americas to Africa, unleashed death and destruction. Colonial empires plundered indigenous lands, slaughtered communities, and exploited nature, driven by greed antithetical to the divine essence. This legacy persists in Gaza, where Western-backed policies enable destruction, ignoring the divine spark in Palestinian lives, animals, and olive groves. Unlike indigenous simplicity, Western materialism sacrifices the sacred for profit, severing humanity's divine connection. Philosophical traditions, the rational echo of the divine essence. Philosophical traditions, particularly ancient Greek and later secular frameworks, mirror the divine spark through rational and moral principles, aligning with spiritual calls for nonviolence, compassion, and harmony. Ancient Greek philosophers offer striking parallels. Socrates saw the soul as a divine gift, urging nonviolence through self-examination, compassion via dialogue to uplift others, and harmony with truth's eternal order. Plato's theory of the soul, Phaedo, posits a divine essence seeking the forms, promoting nonviolence through justice, compassion for the less wise, and harmony with the cosmos's rational structure. Aristotle's eudaimonia, flourishing, stems from the soul's rational spark, fostering nonviolence via the golden mean, compassion through friendship, and harmony with nature's teleological order. Stoicism's logos, a divine rational order within, guides nonviolence through virtue, compassion by accepting others' fates, and harmony with universal nature. Later philosophies extend this. Confucianism's Ren, humaneness, reflects a moral spark, promoting nonviolence through propriety, compassion for all, and harmony via Li, social order. Enlightenment rationalism, as in Kant's categorical imperative, sees reason as a universal law, urging nonviolence by treating others as ends, compassion through moral duty, and harmony with rational ethics. These philosophies, though secular, echo the divine essence's disposition, aligning with spiritual traditions and ethical action and transcendence. Cultural and political influence of ancient beliefs. Ancient beliefs, rooted in the divine spark, profoundly shaped cultures and continued to influence politics, reflecting the interplay of nonviolence, compassion, and harmony. Sumerian Mi structured Mesopotamia's legal codes, fostering communal compassion and influencing governance models. Egyptian Mahat underpinned pharaonic rule, promoting justice and ecological harmony, evident in Nile-based agriculture. Greek beliefs in the divine soul shaped democratic ideals, with compassion influencing Athens' civic duties. Roman Numen reinforced pietas and law, fostering compassionate social bonds and imperial stability. Norse Weird cultivated a culture of honor, politically uniting tribes through shared values of communal compassion. Indigenous traditions left enduring legacies. Manitou shaped Algonquian governance, prioritizing consensus and ecological harmony, influencing modern tribal councils. Maya and Aztec cosmic balance informed city-state politics, with compassionate rituals sustaining social cohesion. Inca stewardship of Pachamama guided imperial policies, ensuring equitable resource distribution. Shinto's Kami fostered Japan's cultural reverence for nature, influencing modern environmental policies. Taoism's harmony shapes China's political emphasis on balance, seen in ecological initiatives. In contrast, Western societies, disconnected from the divine spark, have shaped cultures of exploitation. Colonialism's legacy, evident in the genocide of indigenous peoples and Gaza's ongoing destruction, reflects a political ethos prioritizing profit over compassion. Yet, ancient beliefs persist. Islamic Khalifa inspires environmental activism, Hindu ahimsa influences nonviolent movements, and indigenous simplicity informs global sustainability efforts, challenging materialist politics with the divine essence's ethics. Ethical convergence, stewardship, compassion, and the divine call. The divine spark's disposition, nonviolence, compassion, harmony, manifests in stewardship, caretaking of creation, and compassion, empathy for all beings, uniting traditions in ethical action. Stewardship preserves nature, animals, and humanity, while compassion ensures inclusivity, mirroring natural laws and philosophy. Islam's Khalifa stewards earth, compassionately aiding the oppressed, Quran 4:75. Hinduism's Ahimsa stewards life, compassionately revering all. Judaism stewards dignity, compassionately valuing each soul. Christianity stewards creation, compassionately loving neighbors. Buddhism stewards enlightenment, compassionately aiding all beings. Wicca stewards earth, compassionately harming none. Ancient and indigenous traditions align. Sumerian Mi stewards order, compassionately sustaining kin. Egyptian Ma'at stewards balance, compassionately harmonizing life. Manitou stewards nature, compassionately uniting communities. Taoism stewards the Tao, compassionately flowing with life. Philosophies echo this. Plato stewards justice, compassionately uplifting souls. Stoicism stewards virtue, compassionately harmonizing with fate. The Gaza crisis exemplifies this ethical call. Indigenous Palestinians, like their ancestors, embody the divine spark, seeking harmony amid destruction. Western colonizers, historically and today, sacrifice lives and land for geopolitical gain. Their disconnection from the divine spark, seen in severed olive groves and suffering animals, contrasting indigenous compassion. This underscores the divine essence's demand for stewardship and compassion, a truth proven through action. Learning from shared wisdom, trusting Fitra. Each tradition offers a unique facet of the divine spark. Fitra teaches nonviolent submission, Atman, compassionate reverence, but solemn Elohim, harmonious dignity, Manitou, natural kinship, Plato, rational justice. Trusting Fitra, Quran 30:30, discerns these truths, uniting Muslims honoring Kami, Wiccans valuing Teot, Stoics embracing Ahimsa. This trust fosters reverence, countering Western materialism's disconnection. Striving for enlightenment, a unified journey. The divine spark propels enlightenment, realizing nonviolence, compassion, and harmony. Jhana, Moksha, Nirvana, Heaven, Valhalla, Tlalakan, Summerland, or Stoic Peace reflect this journey, normalizing death as transition. A Palestinian struggle embodies Fitra's justice, Atman's divinity, Teot's energy, uniting traditions in compassionate stewardship. Striving for enlightenment, we transcend materialism's destruction. Conclusion: reclaiming the divine essence. The divine essence, Fitra, Atman, Basalem Elohim, Teot, Kami, Logos, unites contemporary, ancient, and philosophical traditions in nonviolence, compassion, and harmony. Indigenous simplicity, Muslim stewardship, and Taoist balance contrast Western materialism's destruction, from colonial genocide to Gaza's suffering. Ancient beliefs shape compassionate cultures and ethical politics, urging us to trust Fitra and pursue Jhana, Nirvana, or Elysium. Reclaiming the divine spark, we honor the sacred in all, proving our truth through stewardship, compassion, and harmony with nature.